In that riding went also Queen Arwen, and Celeborn and Galadriel with their folk, and Elrond and his sons, and the princes of Dol Amroth and of Ithilien, and many captains and knights. Never had any king of the mark such company upon the road as went with Théoden Thengel's son to the land of his home. Without haste and at peace they passed into Anorion, and they came to the grey woods under Armondine, and there they heard a sound as of drums beating in the hills, though no living thing could be seen. Then Aragorn let the trumpets be blown, and heralds cried, "Behold, the King Elessar is come. The forest of Druarden he gives to Hanbury Han and to his folk, to be their own for ever, and hereafter let no man enter it without their leave." Then the drums rolled loudly and were silent. At length, after 15 days of journey, the wain of King Théoden passed through the green fields of Rohan and came to Edoras, and there they all rested. The golden hall was arrayed with fair hangings, and it was filled with light, and there was held the highest feast that it had known since the days of its building. For after 3 days the men of the mark prepared the funeral of Théoden, and he was laid in a house of stone, with his arms and many other fair things that he had possessed. And over him was raised a great mound, covered with green turves of grass and of white evermind. And now there were 8 mounds on the east side of the barrowfield. Then the riders of the king's house upon white horses rode round about the barrow and sang together a song of Théoden, Thengel's son, that Gleowine, his minstrel, made. And he made no other song after. The slow voices of the riders stirred the hearts even of those who did not know the speech of that people. But the words of the song brought a light to the eyes of the folk of the mark, as they heard again afar the thunder of the hooves of the north, and the voice of Eol crying above the battle upon the field of Celebrant. And the tale of the kings rolled on, and the horn of Helm was loud in the mountains, until the darkness came, and King Théoden arose, and rode through the shadow to the fire, and died in splendour, even as the sun, returning beyond hope, gleamed upon Myn Dolwyn in the morning.